Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our life unit for the month of April, and today we're going to talk about something called World Book and Copyright Day, more than just reading. So, of course, during a year, we have various holidays. We have the obvious holidays like Christmas and Chinese New Year and Mid-Autumn Festival, but oftentimes we have these days that we're supposed to recognize. Today is a World Seal Day or something like that. Or here is, you know, Earth Day. You're supposed to recognize various things that have to do with whatever the day is about.
It's just marketing, Tom.
Pretty much. I don't think it's officially recognized by any government, but they come up with these days in which you're supposed to buy something or you're supposed to, you know, call somebody on the phone or send them an email or something like that.
Mostly they want you to buy something.
Probably. Exactly. So in this particular case, it's all about World Book Day and World Copyright Day. And that's what this is all about. It's basically stressing the importance of books and about copyright, not letting people copy your ideas and make money when you should be the one who gets the royalties. So let's find out what this is all about. Let's listen to the entire contents of our lesson now one time. In today's digital era, the convenience of e-books and online articles is undeniable. However, compared with the engaging experience of physical books, many find e-readers to be somewhat lacking. Holding a book offers unique sensations, from its weight to the sound of turning pages. The distinct smell of ink and paper further elevates the reading experience in a way digital media can't replicate. Such sentiments remind us that traditional books are timeless bridges linking generations and cultures. In recognition of the profound impact and value of books, April 23rd is globally celebrated as World Book Day, a date rooted in literary history. This date marks the anniversaries of the deaths of some literary giants, such as William Shakespeare and Miguel de Cervantes. Their monumental contributions have shaped global literature. In 1995, acknowledging the significance of these notable figures, UNESCO set this date to remember outstanding authors and their contributions. The celebration extends beyond books, though. As indicated by its full title, World Book and Copyright Day, this day highlights the importance of copyright. Copyright ensures that authors and creators receive fair recognition, protection, and compensation for their work. By providing a safe environment for authors to express their ideas without fear of plagiarism or unauthorized reproduction, copyright encourages the production of more high-quality books. As World Book and Copyright Day approaches, let's pledge to take a break from our screens. Grab a book, settle into your favorite reading spot, and start a new literary adventure. Okay, everybody, welcome back. Let's continue with our lesson. Again, we're talking about World Book and Copyright Day, and it's more than just reading. Now, here we've got the word copyright. That's an exclusive legal right you have to something. You get recognition from a government. You have the right to copy this particular thing, whether it be a book or a movie or a song or something like that. You have the copyright. And if somebody copies your idea, well, you could sue them and make some money from that. So, of course, if you come up with an idea, you need to get a copyright for that, especially, again, if it's a work of art like a book or a movie or whatever.
Right. I mean, you do all the work. You would like to be able to make some money off your creativity and your hard work. It's getting harder, though. I was just listening to some court cases this morning from the U.S., and a comedian that's pretty famous in the U.S., she is really upset because she wants to copyright her jokes, but she just lost. They said that AI could take some of her material. So we'll see what happens. I think people will continue to fight for copyright protection because, you know, they're the ones who thought of it and came up with it. We should be able to protect what's ours. So let's go to the first paragraph here. It says, in today's digital era, the convenience of e-books and online articles is undeniable. I'll admit, I buy a lot of e-books, but if you made me choose which I prefer, I would tell you, hands down, which means there's no competition, I prefer real books. But because real books take up a lot of space and I have a small apartment, sometimes I don't get what I want. So I do buy a lot of e-books or audiobooks. I buy those as well. But it's really nice to have these e-books and online articles so handy for us today. It's undeniable that it's handy until your internet goes down. And then life isn't so handy or convenient anymore.
Right. So e-books, of course, can be read on an e-reader like a Kobo or a Kindle or whatever. That's what I've got. That's what I'm using for today's lesson.
Yeah.
But e-books can also be on your device. You can read e-books on your tablet or on your smartphone. And that's the way a lot of people actually read books these days. Mm-hmm. So, yes, indeed, it's convenient. The convenience is undeniable. You just press a couple of buttons and you've got a book on your phone. You don't have to go down to the bookstore and find out they don't have it. And then you ask them, well, can you order it for me? Yes, it will come in next week. And oh, I don't want to wait. I just want to have this book right now. So you just go online, order the thing. It's in your phone. So, yes, the convenience is undeniable. You cannot deny it. You have to admit it. Hmm. However, compared with the engaging experience of physical books, many find e-readers to be somewhat lacking. You just said yourself you like the physical book. I do too, but I've got some kind of vision problems, and it's very difficult sometimes for me to read a book because I only use one eye to read. Mm-hmm. I like my Kindle because I can adjust the font size and the margins and things like that. So
That's nice.
It's actually easier for me, but for most people, yeah, there's nothing like the experience of reading a book. You can hold it. You can smell the paper. The paper makes a certain sound when you turn it, as we're talking about here later on. For me, one thing I miss about books is you're able to look at your bookmark and see how far into the book you are and how soon you're going to finish it. It's kind of hard to know that when you're reading it on a device.
Oh, that's true. You don't know how close you are, except the books I read, Tom, will have in the corner of my Kindle, it'll say 89%.
Well, mine does too,
It's
actual seeing it with your eyes, like here's how much I have. It's sort of like the difference between looking at an analog clock versus a digital clock. Yeah, you can figure out what the clock says by just seeing the numbers, but it kind of is more appealing if you can see the hands.
Yeah, it's 3D, right? It's 3D. So compared with the engaging experience of physical books, you engage with things when you actually participate. So with physical books, I love taking a pen and writing comments in the margins if I own the book, or underlining things that I really love. I know you can do that with Kindle, but it's not quite the same, and sometimes, you know, Kindle doesn't respond as quickly as I want it to. Anyway, and I also love to take real books and share them with friends. Mm. You know, and I had a friend who would share books with me, and he would always underline, and I liked to see what his thoughts were about certain parts and passages. Yeah, it's not quite the same with these e-readers. If you're lacking something, you don't have enough of it, or it's not giving you what you want, and e-readers are lacking in that process of actually engaging with physical books. So holding a book, it says here, offers unique sensations. A sensation is something that belongs to our senses. So it could be a physical feeling or some sort of perception that you have. You get different sensations when you listen to music, for example, or you get different sensations when you eat food and your tongue and your mouth react differently to different types of foods. Those are sensations. So it's a physical feeling or perception that your body gets when you do something. So here there's a unique sensation or feel to those real books, from its weight to the sound of turning pages. Yeah, just turning the pages. I like that sound. We have a not a classmate, but a, a colleague that loves books, but he will only read real books. That's Mike, yeah.
Yeah, Mike is that way, of course. He does insist on reading actual books instead of reading books from e-readers because it has a unique sensation. It's got the weight, the sound of turning pages. You've also got the distinct smell of ink and paper. It further elevates or improves the reading experience in a way digital media can't replicate. Yes, indeed, that is something I do miss about real books, but I still find e-readers or e-books easier to read on a device because of my particular situation regarding my eyesight.
Yeah.
And such sentiments remind us that traditional books are timeless bridges linking generations and cultures. Yes, indeed, books. Our culture, again, we do need books as part of our culture. Of course, lots of famous books are around, and if they're in a physical form, they mean more to us. Like, of course, books here in Taiwan could be thousands of years old, or they're printed to resemble books that were published many years ago. So that kind of gives you a cultural link to the past.
Yeah.
Or if you're religious, of course, if you actually have your Bible or your Quran or whatever in a physical form, that can be more meaningful as well.
I love the smell of old books. I have a friend, and when we'd go on vacations together, we would always go to old bookstores and try to find first editions or second editions of really classic novels. I have a first edition of Poldark, which became a movie series on TV about 10 years ago. And it's just fun to have that old smell of paper and ink in my apartment. I'm never giving that book away. She also gave me a first edition of Charles Dickens. Yeah, so, I mean, I love that stuff that book readers really, really enjoy is that smell and the touch of the paper. And if something is elevating an experience, it brings it up. It makes it even better. To elevate means to go up. An elevator takes you from the ground floor up higher. So it elevates the reading experience in a way that digital media can't replicate. To replicate something means to copy it, to have the same sort of thing. But it's never quite the same reading an e-book as it is reading a real book. So such sentiments or feelings remind us that traditional books are timeless bridges linking generations and cultures. Yeah, it makes you go back in time. You know, what must it have been like when the person who has that had that book read it before me? You know, if you go to secondhand bookshops, you can get books that other people have read before. It's kind of cool to think about that.
It is, and I got a question here. What does all of this have to do with World Book and Copyright Day? We'll find out about that in the next paragraph, but before we go into the next paragraph, we're going to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. 我是派老师。今天讲解的是4月23号 Unit 14 World Book and Copyright Day, More Than Just Reading. 这个单元是一篇克洛兹测验，内容和世界图书日有关。那大家知道吗？今天4月23号是世界图书日。为什么世界图书日是4月23号呢？原来是要纪念文学大师的逝世。那联合国教科文组织 UNESCO 把这天定为世界图书日，不是只是要提醒大家念书而已，其实也要提醒大众著作权的重要性。那可惜的是，这一天只纪念不放假，要不然我想大家对书本的重要性应该会有更深刻的体认吧。好，我们现在一起来解题。第一段开头提到，在今日数位时代，电子书还有线上文章的便利是无可否认的。这就是第一题的题干，句子一开头说，但是和空格的书引人入胜的体验相比，许多读者认为电子阅读器还是少了点什么。第一题四个选项都是形容词，这一题是词汇题，必须要利用上下文判断，选出最适合的词汇。我们一起看四个选项的中文意思。 A. imaginary 想象的， B. mere 仅仅， C. logical 和逻辑的， D. physical 实体的。好， 看完上下文，所以第一题选 D, physical, 实体的，也就是实体书。
We're going to take a short break, then we'll be right back with part two of the article.
Okay, everybody, let's continue with our lesson. Again, we're talking about World Book and Copyright Day. And, of course, that all has to do with books, physical books, as opposed to e-books. So here in the next paragraph, it says, In recognition of the profound impact and value of books, April 23rd is globally celebrated as World Book Day, a date rooted in literary history. So we're talking about something being in recognition of something. In order to recognize something, in order to admit that something exists, in recognition of the impact or the influence that books have had,We have set up this date to celebrate books. So that's in recognition of this. You might hear this at an awards ceremony. In recognition of outstanding achievement in mathematics, this award goes to Joe Johnson or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that would be in recognition of the person's achievements there to recognize or to point out or let people know about what people have done in this particular case.We're pointing out that books are valuable, so we celebrate books on April 23rd, which is today.
Wow, here it is. We're doing it on the day of the real World Book and Copyright Day. So, profound, if you've had something profound happen to you, it's something that affects you deeply. It could affect your emotions or maybe some sort of experience you had will never leave you because it was so...deep and impactful. It was profound. Or maybe you go and are listening to a poet read their poems out loud in public. That still takes place in bookstores. And maybe the poetry was profound. Wow, it really had you thinking deeply about something. Maybe it had some insight that appealed to you or some knowledge that you had never really thought about before. So you're trying to recognize the profound impact and value of books by coming up with something called the World Book and Copyright Day. And as Tom said, today is the day and it's globally celebrated all around the world as World Book Day. It's a date rooted or based in literary history. We're going to talk about why that is.
Okay, so let's move on now. This date marks the anniversaries of the deaths of some literary giants such as William Shakespeare and Miguel de Cervantes. Of course, you know Shakespeare wrote plays like Hamlet or King Lear or Richard III or other kinds of plays that he wrote, dramas and comedies. And we've also got Miguel de Cervantes, and he's the fella who wrote Don Quixote, which I haven't gotten around to reading yet because it's so long. I'm afraid I won't be able to finish it. But in any case, these are some literary giants, some famous authors who actually died on April 23rd, and that's why we're celebrating Global Book Day on this particular day.
Aha, so there is the answer. Why did they choose April 23rd? Well, anniversary of some deaths, or maybe they didn't know when they were born. I don't think we know exactly when William Shakespeare was born.But that's why they chose that particular day. I love the month of April. That's when my birthday is, so I approve. Their monumental contributions have shaped global literature. Monumental means really significant. A monument is something we usually build for someone who is very important to us. For example, Chiang Kai-shek Memorial Hall was built.To memorialize him or in memory of him. We have monuments in parks that are just dedicated to people who had a lot to do with developing the country or contributing something that's creative or noteworthy. So these contributions from William Shakespeare and Miguel de Cervantes, they've shaped global literature.These are classics that are still read today, not by all students, because we're finding out that even in colleges, kids aren't reading like they should, so they don't know about classic literature, which has shaped our culture for centuries. But yeah, if you say monumental, it's really big, significant. Literature doesn't refer to comic books, guys. We use the word literature to talk about written works that are considered to be of lasting value, that are superior to just things like monthly or weekly magazines or newspaper.
Right, so like Dickens novels would be works of literature, or Hong Lo Meng or whatever, that would be a famous work of literature. And in 1995, acknowledging the significance of these notable figures, UNESCO set this date to remember outstanding authors and their contributions. So this took place back in 1995. UNESCO, which is part of the United Nations, recognized the significance of these notable figures, of these people, Shakespeare and Cervantes, so they set this date as World Book Day. Now, here in the next paragraph, it says, the celebration extends beyond books, though. We're not just celebrating books, but we're celebrating other things, as indicated by its full title, World Book and Copyright Day. This day highlights the importance of copyright. So, indeed, we are talking about books, but we're also talking about copyright. If you write a book, of course, you don't want somebody else to copy it and make money from it, and you don't see any money or any royalties from that book. So we have a copyright, and if somebody copies your book, it's illegal, and you can sue them for a lot of money.
Ooh, sue them. Well, everybody wants compensation for what they do. So compensation is usually money that you're given for your work or something that you've done, or in recognition that you have been cheated out of something that you should have had. So maybe you've gone to court and sued someone who ran into your car and caused you great harm, and you were innocent and they're guilty, and they owe you compensation. They have to pay for the pain and, you know, how it's changed your lives. That's compensation. Everybody wants to be compensated, though, fairly for the work that they do. So by providing a safe environment for authors to express their ideas without fear of plagiarism is when you steal other people's work. And nowadays we have computers that can check for that. So don't be trying to copy other people's papers, guys, because now teachers can check for it very easily. Or sometimes they fear unauthorized reproductions of their work. Maybe you're a painter and someone reproduces it and they didn't get permission. You can sue them for that as well. Copyright encourages the production of more high quality books.
Right, so we're talking about an unauthorized production or reproduction, and that just means they haven't been approved, and it's just pirated. That's another word we can use for that. And here we are in the final paragraph. It says, as World Book and Copyright Day approaches, let's pledge to take a break from our screens. Okay, so again, World Copyright Day is coming. In fact, you know, this article was written before, so it's written as if this particular holiday has not arrived yet, but it actually has. Remember, April 23rd is recognized all over the world as Global Book and Copyright Day, or more specifically, World Book and Copyright Day. So, yes, we need to recognize the profound impact that literature has had, and we need to promise or pledge to take a break from our screens and actually read an actual book. I could try that myself, I suppose. I've got lots of books at home that I haven't read yet. And I could try that, I suppose. It's, you know, it's a good experience to be turning pages with your fingers. And sometimes if your fingers aren't moist enough, you kind of lick your tongue or your tongue. You use your tongue to lick your finger to turn the page. And it's just such a great experience. It's a wonderful if you're listening to soft music and you have some tea.
Well, I wanted to say one more time, pledge is, as Tom said, it's a promise, but it's very serious. It can be a noun or a verb. Here, it's a verb. Let's pledge, or let us pledge or promise to do something. We actually use this word a lot in the States. As kids, we grew up saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag, meaning you'll be loyal to your country. So here, let's pledge to take a break from our screens. Put your phones away. Close your laptop. Grab a book. Settle down. and start a new literary adventure. Hopefully, people will be doing that. Right now, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher.
第一段结尾提到手持书本感觉非常的独特，从书的重量到翻书声，墨水还有纸张特有的气味，进一步提升了阅读体验。这些都是数位媒体没有办法复制的。这样的情感提醒我们，传统书籍是连接世代还有文化的永恒桥梁。紧接着，请看第二题。第二段开头提到，有鉴于书籍影响深远，价值不凡。4月23号是全球指定的世界阅读日，这个日期有其文学历史渊源。接着是第二题题干所在的句子，这一天纪念了一些文学大师逝世的空格，如莎士比亚和塞凡提斯。第二题四个选项，我们看一下，也都是名词，这题还是词汇题，要利用上下文做判断，找出最合适的答案。我们看四个选项的中文意思。 A. Illustrations 插图， B. Attractions 吸引人的人事物，再来 C. Classifications 分类分级， D. 是周年纪念。好，我们根据前后文，第二题答案应该要选 D. Anniversaries， 表示4月23号是世界阅读日，用来纪念莎士比亚还有塞凡提斯这些文学大师的逝世。好，这些文学大师不同凡响的贡献影响巡溯了全球文学。接着第三题的题干，联合国教科文组织 UNESCO 在1995年空格这些文学名人的重要性，择定4月23号这一天纪念杰出的作家还有他们对世界的贡献。这题四个选项全部都是动词加 ing， 又是词汇题哦。我们看它们的中文意思： A. rescuing 救援， B. acknowledging 体认， C. predicting 预测， D. overlooking 忽略。第三题选 B. acknowledging 体认，表示1995年 UNESCO 联合国教科文组织体认到这些著名人物的重要性，所以择定这个日期纪念杰出的作家还有他们的贡献。再来我们看第四题，前一句提到，不过庆祝活动不仅仅局限于书籍。再来是第四题的题干，好，第四题空格之后全名世界图书与著作权日所示，这一天强调著作权的重要性。我们一起看这四个选项的中文意思。好，第四题 A. because 因为， B. while 虽然， C. as 是如同， D. once 是一旦。那根据上下文，我们第四题答案选 C， 表示如同全名世界图书与著作权日所表示的，这一天要强调的是著作权的重要性。那最后是第五题，请同学看到第四段第一句说，随着世界图书与著作权日临近，让我们承诺空格我们的荧幕。那这四个选项都是动词片语，一样是词汇问题。我们先看四个选项的中文意思。 A. spring into action 立即行动，B. take a break 就是暂时休息暂停， C. run its course 顺其自然， D. go to extremes 采取极端的手段。答案选 B， 表示随着世界图书还有著作权日越来越靠近，让我们承诺暂时呢远离荧幕。好，以上就是我们针对这篇克洛兹测验所做的中文讲解，谢谢大家。
Okay, everybody, that's it. This brings us to the end of our program for today, and hopefully, our talking about World Book and Copyright Day has inspired you to head down to your local bookstore and actually read a book. and not rely on your device so much, I challenge you to actually turn that phone off and leave it at home. That's asking a lot, of course. No one's going to go out without their phone.
But I still, do.
You do sometimes, okay, but you'll still be back home to check out your phone at some point or another.
No.
Really, 24 hours?
No. Weekends, it's hard to reach me. I'm not on my phone.
Really? Okay,
I hate them. My phone is work, Tom.
All right. Everybody needs their phones for certain things, so it's asking a lot to have people set down their phones, but still, set it aside. Let's do that instead and actually read a physical book and celebrate World Book and Copyright Day. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
See ya.